Thank you, Saul. Good morning, Rev. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Sounds like I'm losing my voice, but other than that, doing good. So thank you for agreeing to talk with me this morning. I know your time is valuable, so I'll get right to it. What I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Rev?
Okay. Yes.
And before I get going, did you have any questions so far aside from pricing?
Do I have any questions? What? Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, no worries. So one of the first things that we'll actually do is once we get you set up, we'll close down the area. And so that'll actually be a 50-mile radius around Beaverton. And then that'll be under the handyman category, of course. So what that'll mean for you is that within that 50-mile radius, we can't work with anyone else who offers the same services that you do. So there will be no other companies besides Rev General Contracting and Handyman Services that we're partnered with and promoting to the first page. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, super. Now, in your company name, General Contracting, are you more of a GC, or are you doing like house builds and remodels? What type of work are you most looking for?
Handyman work.
Okay, all right, super. And that's what I was thinking, but I just wanted to make sure we didn't have you miscategorized. All right. And then, so I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence, and I wasn't finding a website. It looks like Saul made a note, too. Is that something that you've got in the works or not quite yet?
Yeah, I got something in the works. I'll probably be doing something like that today or something.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Okay. And are you setting it up yourself or is someone else doing it for you?
No, someone else doing it for me.
Okay. All right. And that actually might be something we could help you with, too. We don't build websites for the general public, but quite often we can build them for our partners, like Revs, just to help you out. There's no charge for it. So I will actually check on that.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, what were you going to say?
What kind of website is that? I mean, is it a permanent website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we do is it would be on a .com, a domain name that works for you, something that pertains to your business, and you'll have obviously a say in what that domain name is. We won't just pick one out of thin air and assign it to you. And then, yes, it's a full-blown website. It'd be all about Rev's General Contracting and Handyman Services, your before and afters, your contact info, your reviews, everything about you on there. So, yeah, it's we do full-on websites. And actually, let me see. I was messaging with my tech while you and I were chatting to see if we had any openings over there. He just answered. Oh, good. Okay, so we do have openings. So we don't charge for building websites. It's just something that we do to help our partners out. And my tech department just answered back. We do have openings, so we can, in fact, do a website for you. So it'll be Google compliant and optimized, which will really help amplify your visibility, too. And then,
let me ask you about this website.
Sure.
So, this website is like someone just looks up on Google, Rev's General Contracting, and the website comes up.
Right. So, yes, actually a couple of things. So, one of the things that will also get set up for you is a Google Business Profile. You've probably seen those before, right? Like if you Googled something really easy like Ace Hardware. A box would come up. It would show the company name, the store hours. There'd be a click to call button and a click for website. You've seen that come up on Google before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So that's actually the first thing that we'll get going for you is that Google business profile. And that's actually when you pop up in the map, which is where we're going to place you, right in the top in the map section, so that if someone searches for handyman services, you come up in the map, and then they're going to see your Google business profile, which will have a click to call and the click for website button on it. So everything is going to be tied into that Google business profile. So we'll tie your website into it. We'll also, if you're on Facebook, we'll tie that in as well. And then, of course, your Google reviews are stored there too. So yes, they'll be able to do a one click right from their search results, and they'll go right to your website. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, super, super. So yes, one of the things that we will do is we'll program you to appear right in the map so that when someone searches for your services, you're right there in front of them right in the moment that they need your services. Now, handyman is kind of broad. So what I'm thinking we can do is we'll pull out some of your preferred services, maybe. Excuse me. Swallowed the wrong way. And we'll use those as keywords so that you're found for those services. So what are your most common services that you offer, Rev?
Okay, so light fixtures, outlets, faucet replacement, drain cleaning.
Perfect.
I can't really.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me find out.
Sure.
Hold on for a second.
No problem.
Okay, so ceiling fan replacement, light fixture replacement, faucet replacement, dryer vent cleaning, TV mount, drain, gutter cleaning, fence repair. Driveway reseal.
Okay.
Driveway reseal. And toilet repair.
Okay. Awesome. You got a nice range of services. Perfect. So what we'll do then is we'll use all of those services as keywords so that when someone searches for driveway resealing, you pop up in the map for that as well. That way,
correct,
you're found and seen for all the services that you offer. Perfect. I wrote all those down, so we'll use those as we get you set up here too. Now, let me look here. So one thing I ran across when I was looking at your online presence was a link for, I think it was Home Advisor or maybe it was Angie's. I don't remember which one. Is that a service that you're using?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. Did it just not work out very well for you, or were you not getting enough leads?
yeah, it didn't seem to work out very well. But I might talk to him again, but it's getting a lot of some con artists are coming through the
something
like that. They want to work or whatever. I don't know.
Gotcha. Bogus leads.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
With the checks,
okay.
You know, where they, you know, you write, they write your check and then all this.
Oh,
stuff
really? Wow, that kind of scammers. Oh my gosh. I didn't know. I hadn't heard that. That's, and then I suppose you had to pay for the leads too, right?
Yeah, you had to pay for the leads and,
Oh. Like,
I didn't, it seems like I didn't make, I mean, I don't know. I was, yeah, it wasn't, didn't seem profitable.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And no worries. I've actually probably heard most of that before. We actually do work with quite a few companies who either do or have worked with Angie's. So no problem. And then are you on Facebook, Rev?
No.
Okay. And do you have even a personal page?
No, I didn't really want to get on.
No worries, no worries. A lot of people don't. Some people do, but no worries there. So there are a couple of different options I want to talk to you about. First is that local map programming. So getting you on the first page in the map for your service categories. The other is actually something that's kind of new to Google. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so something, it's, like I said, it's relatively new for Google, and it's not available in all areas or for all categories, but I was doing a little digging while we were talking, and it is actually available for the Beaverton area, and it's available for the handyman category. So that's wonderful. It's, so Google Guaranteed is a lead generation service by Google. And the major benefit of the leads is that they're only sent to you. So you don't share those leads with any other companies. So like with Angie's, I believe when they would send you a lead, it was also sent and sold to a couple of your competitors at the same time, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming it was them.
Yeah. Okay. So these leads would go just to you. And then if the lead is out of your service area, or like you said, if it was a scam lead, or if it was a bogus lead of any kind, all you have to do is let us know, and then we get your money credited back for that lead. It's not the, I actually used to purchase from HomeAdvisor when I was in construction, and I know it was always hard to try and get that money back out of them when a lead was bogus. So this is completely different in that you get your money back. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming since you did try a service like Angie's, a lead service like this is something you'd find value in, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. So being that it's available there, so there are a couple of requirements to be eligible for Google Guaranteed. Excuse me. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is because Google guarantees your work. So they offer up to $2,000 in insurance to any client who chooses your services. Excuse my voice this morning. I think it's allergy season, I guess. They guarantee your work, and that $2,000 they're offering to the client in the event that you, I don't know, break a window or break a door, whatever it is.
I got $1 million insurance.
Perfect. So they have
bonded.
That is, oh, wonderful. So those are a couple of their requirements as well. And the reason for Google offering that guarantee to the client is so that they can tell the client that, yes, you should use Rev's General Contracting. We've background checked them. They've got their insurance. They're in good standing. So they're it's most of the time that insurance isn't used, but they're offering it in the event that something bad would happen. So you mentioned that you're insured and bonded. One of the other requirements is that any face-to-face employees would need to be background checked. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
I don't have any employees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then for yourself then, is that something you'd be all right with?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, things like DUIs and things like that, they don't worry about. It's the more major stuff. So perfect, then you definitely would qualify. So let me take a look at what your lead costs would be. So for Beaverton, for Handyman, they've got it at, it's $28 a lead. And now remember, these leads aren't going out to anyone else, just to you. And okay. Look. So where the Google Guaranteed ads appear is if you think about what your search results look like in Google, you're familiar with the map. Right above the map is where those Google Guaranteed ads sit, and they're in little rectangular boxes across the top. And Google really advertises that it's a Google Guaranteed company, so thus encouraging that consumer to call you directly. And then they do click and call you directly. They don't go through a third party. We don't screen them. Google doesn't screen them. They go directly to you. So your minimum, so they have a monthly ad spend minimum. So the minimum for Beaverton, for Handyman would be $487 a month. And that should net you about 13 leads each month. And now those are all good solid leads that are typically ready to buy. Now, I'm not sure where that compares with what you were spending on Home Advisor and Angie's. And there you were getting a bunch of junk leads. So I guess if you really look at it, the junk leads would have to factor into the cost of the good ones. Right? In a roundabout way. So, so minimum monthly ad spend of $487. And then your monthly budget also rolls over. So, for example, if you only took one lead this month and then you paused your leads, you wouldn't be charged for the full month. You'd only be charged for what you used. And then the next month it would roll into that. So, again, it's not $487 plus $487. It would be $487 less what you used is what you'd be charged on the next month. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, and then now this sounds like something that would be an excellent replacement for the Angie's. It also gets you top of the page for handyman services in Beaverton, makes you a natural choice. This sounds like it'd be a perfect fit for you, Rev.
You know, I'm going to think about it. That's pretty expensive, $47. So I'm going
okay.
to like think about that and pray on it. So
absolutely.
Well,
and I'll tell you what. Let me run something else by you. That was just one of the options. Another option that we have is that map placement, and that is much more affordable. So let me take a look at that. So the map placement would include your website, Google Business Profile, getting all of that set up as well. And we've got a couple of different options there. You're not using Facebook currently, so we won't worry about that. And let me put in, on the mapping, I owe you a discount for new in business. It's a promo code we can use, anyone that's under 5 years in business. So let me see what it does here. So normal retail is $399 a month, but with your new in business discount, it actually brings that down to $199. And then retail on your setup, let's see, normally $299, but it really lobbed a bunch off of that, making it $99. And then, so the $99 is a one-time only. it partially covers the programming and content creation, and then you'll never see that again. And then it is just that flat $199 and never a penny more. We don't even add taxes onto that, so we don't do any surcharges or lead fees or call fees. All leads and calls are unlimited, and we don't screen them or filter them, so they do go directly to you. And, excuse me, we also don't lock you into a contract, so everything is on a month-to-month basis. We just don't believe in locking our partners into contracts. If we're doing our job and putting you on the first page and keeping you there, you're going to stay with us. And if we're not and we don't, then we expect that you probably leave, which is fair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What does this do? Again, is $199 a month?
Mm-hmm. So that, absolutely. So we'll program you and your website and your Google business profile so that you're found for all of those services that you and I went through in that map section. Anytime someone's searching for those services in the Beaverton area, you'll pop up for TV mounting, gutter cleaning, all of the services that you and I went through. If someone's searching for them, you'll show up right there in the map. So it's this and Google Guaranteed.
You don't pay for no leads, he said.
I'm sorry, one
minute. You said I don't pay for any leads.
Correct. This is different from the Google Guaranteed. The Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead service, yes. But with the local map section, no, you don't pay for leads. Clicks and calls, leads, jobs are all unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you bring in 10 new clients or 110 new clients and you're adding on a new truck and a new crew. Your pricing is always the same.
Would you be able to give me the website with this too?
Yes. Yep, website is included. We'll also do your Google business profile for you. And we write all the content for your website as well. And of course you'll be able to look at the website and tell us if there are things that you don't like or other things you want included. We'll use your photos.
Like pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So this sounds like it's going to be a better fit for you, I think, for affordability, Rev. Is that what I'm getting?
So you said $199 a month?
Correct. And it is just on a month-to-month. We don't lock you into a contract. And I'll give you an idea of timeline, too, of how things will roll out and what you can expect and when. So if we count today as day zero, the day we get you set up, one of the first things that we'll do is we'll schedule your onboarding call. And that's a call with our tech department. I should say your tech. And what they'll do is quality control. So they'll make sure that I got all of your services input accurately, that we didn't miss any. And if they think of any other ways to, you'll say faucet install, maybe they have a different way of saying it for keywording. They'll suggest those as well. And they'll get access for you to your reporting dashboard. And the reporting dashboard is an area where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches were performed from. You'll be able to upload photos for us. But more importantly, get all of that information about, you know, what's your best area? Where are those searches coming from? So that you know what's going on in your business. And then we'll also get you out to all other destinations. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, they're up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you listed to. So that's all 0 to 7 days. And then between 0 and 14, your website will be up and online and running. And then if we were doing any ads, like, for example, paid ads on Facebook, those would be up and running. But we're not worrying about Facebook for now. And then by between 30 and 45 days, you should be in that MEP section for your services. And that's the portion that takes the longest, although according to industry standard, it's pretty quick. Industry standard to get you to first page is about 6 to 9 months, sometimes longer. And so we do it lightning fast at 30 to 45 days.
So 30 to 45 days, then advertisement kicking.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me. One more time.
So you said 30 to 45 days, and that's when the advertisement kicks in?
Correct. That's about when you'll appear in the map.
Yep.
Exactly. And, you know, you might see results sooner, too. A couple of things that are variables, the Google Business Profile verification. So we put in for the profile. They'll mail you a postcard. It'll have a code on it. You give us the code. We send that into Google along with all of your other programming. And then they can display your Google Business Profile. And that takes, you know, just because of mail, the regular mail, it often takes 6 to 10 days. So depending on how fast that goes.
All right. So
also,
go ahead. You know what? Yeah, I'm interested in doing this. So if we can do it Friday morning, then we can set everything up and I can do the initial thing. But
gotcha.
So can you call back Friday morning and to set it up?
I would love to, but we only have a 1-day window. So because they're exclusive listings, we only partner with one company. So we learn about our open listings in the morning, and then our team starts calling that area. So this morning we've been calling the Beaverton area, looking for that perfect fit. So we found you. but when you and I disconnect, unfortunately they'll resume calling, looking for another company, assuming that you and I didn't find a good fit.
How would I know if guarantees this is going to work?
Well, so nobody can offer you a rock solid guarantee, of course. You know, I mean, the internet could, I guess, implode tomorrow and we'd all be out a lot. But we do have a better than 85% success rate in placing our clients in the map section. And especially for an area like Beaverton, you're not in a huge market, but you're not in a teeny tiny market either. So we do have quite a success rate, yes.
So I don't love it. Okay, so if I set it up today, I mean, how much, you know, how much time is this going to all take? Because they got things to do.
Oh, I only need about 15 minutes. I just need to gather some information from you. We'll set up payment, and then you can be back on your way again.
Someone's going to call me back again and set up the website or something?
Right. So right now, you and I will do some information gathering and set up payment, and then we'll actually set a time for your onboarding call, and that's going to be at your earliest convenience. It can be today, as long as their calendar allows, and if yours does. Otherwise, tomorrow's Thursday, tomorrow or Friday for your onboarding call would work too.
What is the onboarding call? Onboarding call again? That's where the...
Yeah, so that's where you sit. So it's actually just a phone call with your tech, and they're going to do quality control on the information that I get from you.
I see.
Yeah, and then they'll get you into your reporting dashboard. They will discuss your website with you, what you want on it, you know, look and feel, things like that.
All right. Well, let's set it up now.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let me grab a couple screens here, and first thing I want to do, though, is I want to close that listing so that nobody else grabs it. Okay. All right. Good. I've got it. It's ours. Now, I assume your mom didn't name you Rev, or did she?
She named me Revlon.
Rev, I'll spell that for me. L-E-N.
R-E-V-L-O-N.
L-O-N. I love it. What a unique name. And
thank
that you.
You
get to go by Rev. Yeah, and that you get to go by Rev is actually pretty cool. That's a neat, neat name. And then, Rev, what's your last name, please?
Sorry.
No worries.
C-O-N-Y-E-R-S.
Conyers. And then on the card that you're going to be using today, I don't need the digits just yet. I just need to know, does your middle initial appear on that card, or is it just first and last?
It's first and last.
Okay. I know, always a good question. I always have to look at mine, too. And then, Rev, what's your email address?
REVLONCONYERS 659@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, so I'm going to send you two emails real quick. They're both informational. The first one is just more information on the dashboard and analytics area that you'll be able to log into. And sandwich. There we go. Okay. And that one is on the way. And then the second one, I want to send you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing for your records. And I've got to adjust it here with your discounts. The template for it comes through with full retail on it, so I've got to adjust that down. Oh, I wanted to mention to you too, Rev, so even though you're coming in with a new in business discount, so to speak, I know you're not brand new in business, but that you're locked in for life with that discount. So it's not as if it's a promotional rate that'll go up later on. You'll always be locked in at that price. All right, and then that one is on the way. So let me know if you got those. And then while we wait for those to come in. I'm sorry, what?
What was the name of the company again? It is
Local, excuse me, Local Splash.
Your name is,
My name is Gail. And you know what? I'm going to text you my contact info. So you don't even need to worry about writing it down. I assume 971-978-6522 is yourself.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, let me text you. And actually, I'm going to send you two texts. So I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have a problem, question, you can always reach out to me. And all right, that text is on its way. So that's my direct contact information, so you can put me in your phone. And then I'm going to send you also our customer service contact, so you can put them in. Perfect. And then, Rev, is that is your cell phone also your business line?
Yes.
Okay, super. And then are you still at 7201 Southwest? Are you there? No.